I preached this, I could have probably given it a different title this morning. I preached this title some time ago, but I guess the focus and emphasis of the message without question is somewhat different this morning. But I just want to try to preach if I can for just a little while this morning on the thought that Jesus is coming. Amen? Jesus is coming. I could have restructured and talked the title and talked about the coming of Christ or, you know, the doctrine of the second coming, but I just want to tell you Jesus is coming this morning. Amen. There's a lot of different terms that are used when it comes to the theology that revolves around the second coming of Christ. We understand that many men have studied it in depth and they've tried to analyze the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And there are different views, of course, that are around the world as far as the realms of different churches are concerned. There are those that believe that they will go through much of the tribulation period. Some believe they'll go through all the tribulation period. Then there are those of us that believe that Jesus Christ is going to sound the trumpet and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We believe that God is going to deliver the Philadelphian church from the hour of temptation that is going to be upon this earth. Amen. I put it this way, preaching. I said the Bible calls it Jacob's trouble. Amen. And I got problems, and I do have troubles. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of troubles. But I don't need Jacob's trouble. I got my own. Amen. And so I'm glad that I do not have to go through that period of time that will come upon this earth, because that period of time will come to this earth. It is designed to bring judgment on those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, who have turned their heart and their mind away from the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Here in verse number 20, you have the declaration of the Savior. The Bible said, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly." Amen. He says amen to his own declaration. He tells us here that he is coming. In the same verse, you have the desire of the saint of God, the declaration of the Savior. But then here's what John said. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. He has a desire to see him. He has a thirst, amen, for the Lord to come. I believe we've lost the importance and the fervency of Jesus Christ and his soon return to this earth. I believe this morning that by our own testimony, I dare say that anyone would stand up and say this morning, I woke up with the coming of Christ on my mind. I woke up this morning with the fact that today could be the day that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would come and catch his bride away. Most of us give it little thought. We just don't have our mindset in that direction. That within itself is a sign of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Lord. And here's what Jesus said about that day. I was talking to a pastor last night. He called me about a situation in his church and wanted my advice. And he said, I just don't understand how people can hear truth and never seem to really get a grasp on it. And I said, well, brother, I said, here's what Jesus said about those in the antediluvian world when Noah preached for 120 years and built an ark right before them and screamed as loud as he could scream that the rains of God's judgment was going to fall upon the earth. And here's what Jesus said about that entire world. He said, they knew it not till the flood came. I don't understand that either. But I tell you what, I realize that the devil is a very strong deceiver, and he has the power, amen, to blind men and deafen their ears where they have ears that they hear not and eyes that they see not. Amen. But I'm glad that the child of God that can keep their focus on the return of the Lord Jesus Christ can love that appearing and long for that appearing, amen, and reach for that appearing. And when Jesus comes, find them ready, amen, for that great return of the Lord. I thought about several things if I were going to preach this message that I could, Father, probably focus on this morning, but I just have one little thing I want to try to give you about the second coming and the saints of God, amen. I want you to think about that, the different things that the trumpet sounding and how it's going to affect the saints of God. I thought about this for an outline. I'll probably develop this and preach it in maybe, a month or two. You'll be forgot it by then anyway. But I thought about Jesus is coming, amen. Jesus is coming suddenly. He says in verse number 20, he which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. And I thought about how man thinks. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that he'll come in an hour that we thinketh not. Amen. And so I thought about how our minds are distorted and our minds are so wrapped up in the things of the world and all that's going on in our society and how that we don't think about the Lord coming. We don't think about the end of time. We don't think about the trumpet sounding. And I could preach and quote many verses this morning, but the entire thought process is perverted and distorted in our day. But Jesus is coming, and he's coming sudden, amen. He's coming in an hour as when you think not, as a thief would come. And then I thought about Jesus is coming soon, amen. And I thought about using that word to talk about the time that Jesus is coming. Amen. It'll be a time of carnality. It'll be a time when sin is prevalent, waxing worse and worse, and men are being deceived, and ungodliness is prevailing. I thought about how it'll be a time of corruption, both socially and politically, economically, and even spiritually. There's corruption on every hand. You see it all around you. It'll be a confusing time. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2 and verse 19 that there'll be commotion and confusion in the hearts and minds of people. We've never seen it as we see it in this day. And then it'll be a time of conflict. Amen. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. Jesus said, right now they tell us there's different, I guess, skirmishes throughout the world, but about 20 some odd different conflicts, wars going on, atrocities taking place today. Amen. In countries, you know, we focus on America and there's relative peace in our country, but I'm telling you, there's countries in this world, amen, all through the night last night, there was an upheaval and there's conflict and death and destruction and massacres going on that we can't relate to this morning because, amen, we can't seem to get it in our mind. But then there is corruption and there is a seemingly commotion going on in this world, an instability, a state of disorder in our society. And then there's earthquakes on every hand. You know, I began to look last night. I was laying in the bed just looking at different disasters that has taken place in the last 5 years in the world, from Japan, the floods all over the world, and the earthquakes and the devastation. I'm going to tell you what, it's amazing. Amen. The temperatures and the coldness. And I mean, there's things that's happened in the last few years that hasn't happened in hundreds of years in our world. So Jesus is coming soon. I could talk about the time. I could talk about the sureness of his coming and deal with the truth of it this morning and talk to you about how Jesus said, surely I come quickly. I could lay out the different prophecies in the Word of God, and we could talk about the reality that Jesus is coming, amen. It is a sure thing. You may not believe it today, but the Lord's coming back. Preacher, I've heard that all my life. I have too, but I'm telling you, there's something in my soul this morning that lets me know that Christ Jesus the Lord is coming. It's a settled thing, amen. You don't have to worry about figuring out the day or the hour, calculating it. Men have done that for centuries. Men have tried to come up with the idea of when the Lord Jesus is coming back. Pinpoint a day, pinpoint a month, but it's already been settled. The Bible said that only God himself knows the day and the hour, amen, when the Son of Man cometh. But there is a day and there is an hour that is set aside and appointed for the Son of God, amen, to break through the clouds and call his children home. There'll be a trumpet sound. I thought about this. You know, before I got saved, I didn't have an ear for the truth. And I believe that is one sure way to determine whether or not you've ever been saved. And that is if you have an ear for truth. Do you have an ear for the truth of the Word of God? And I'm going to tell you something. There's something about truth. Folks have testified about the preaching. Brother James has testified this morning about how the preaching helped him. Amen. I believe that same pitch, that same ability to hear the truth is the same ear that will hear the trumpet. Amen. I believe it's the same tone, that same thing that bears witness with your heart when the Word of God is preached and a man of God is touched of God to handle the Word of God and he preaches it with a fervency and with a fire, and you get on your edge of your seat and your heart begins to yearn. Amen. Feed my soul, preacher. Feed my soul. And the Word of God's preached, and you get instruction in righteousness, and your life is changed, and the power of God, amen, works in your heart. I believe the ear that hears that truth and responds to that truth is the same ear that will hear the trumpet sound and that will respond to that trumpet. Amen. It's a settled thing. The coming of Christ is a settled issue. And I could preach that this morning. But I thought about the saints. I wrote down several things, and I'm sure I don't have all the things written down that would relate to the coming of the Son of God when it comes to the saints. But Jesus is coming for his church. Amen. And I believe that it will be a triumphant time for the children of God. I believe that when we think about the second coming of Christ and the fact that Jesus is coming, and I'm going to tell you something, you need to listen to me today. It ought to be an encouragement to you and a blessing to you. Paul said, comfort one another with these words. I believe these words can comfort you, amen, if you'll let them. I believe that they can give you courage, amen, in the fight. I believe that they can help you be committed and have confidence as you serve the Lord in this life. But I believe that the resurrection will be involved, amen. When we think of the saints and the fact that Jesus is coming and he will resurrect them. They sang just a moment ago, one night I'll be sleeping when death comes knocking at my door. And that may be the case, I don't know. But I'm listening for a trumpet to sound. But if I go by way of the clouds this morning, there is a resurrection day, amen. Now listen to me now. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. Amen, you're going to lay this body down. This tabernacle is going to be laid in the ground. And the real you is going to go in the presence of God. But God's not through with the body. There is going to be a resurrection day. You can burn it. You can throw it in the ocean. You can do whatever you want to with it. But the power of God that took the dust of the earth and created the body that Adam had in the beginning will be the same power that will reunite your soul, amen, with a body. We will be known even as we are known. Yet we will be like Jesus in his presence and in his likeness. But we're going to have a body, praise God, that'll be resurrected. Amen. No sense in being ignorant concerning those in sleep as those in sorrow that have no hope. But the dead in Christ will rise first. And I may go by way of the clouds today or by way of the clods today. But thank God Jesus is coming. And when he comes, every saint of God, whether it be in a graveyard or in a tomb or laying in the ocean, no matter where he's at, Jesus will come and that body will resurrect. Praise God for that reality. Amen. Amen. He'll resurrect them. You know what else he's going to do to the saints? He's going to rapture them. Amen. I can read you verses, but he talks about our gathering together unto him. What a day that's going to be. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how it's going to take place. I don't know if the world's going to know it. Are they going to excuse it? I've heard all kind of things said, all kind of theology thrown out there and philosophies and all kinds of explanations given. But I'm going to tell you what. Amen. We're going to be walking down in this soul, in this life sojourning on this earth one of these days. And the trumpet's going to sound, Brother Joe. I don't know where I might be at. I don't know where I might be, what I might be doing. I'd like to be preaching, amen. I'd like to be standing up here preaching with every fiber of my being. And then all of a sudden, praise God, you'll look up here and there'll be a ring of a voice through the speaker, but I'll be gone. And I hope you go with me. Amen. And you, I'm sure there's some of you kids, amen, you can come up with every explanation you can think. I mean, you're very creative when it comes up with making an excuse for what you do and what you don't do. And you'll probably come up with one in that day, amen. Well, the preacher just disappeared. Well, I think this is what happened. Amen. I'm sure you'll come up with a good one, but I'm just telling you the rapture is going to take place. Our gathering together unto him. Jesus is coming. The trump will sound. The archangel's voice will ring out, and we are going to be with him forever. The saints, amen, the second coming, he'll resurrect them, he'll rapture them, he will reunite them, amen. I don't know about you, but that's a longing in my soul, amen. Amen. I long to see those, pray, thank God, that's done outstripped me, amen. I've got a dad there. I've got a grandmother there. I've got a grandmother there I've never seen in my life. Amen. Never saw her that I recollect in my life. And I'll be able to see her. There's saints of God that I've served with. There's people that I've pastored. Are you listening to me? That's done going on to be with the Lord. And if the trumpet don't sound, I may say that this one's gone and that one's gone and this one's gone and that one's gone. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day when Jesus comes, he'll reunite us, amen. And I will meet you in the morning by the bright riverside. What a glad and a glorious day that'll be. Thank God, there is coming a day. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I will see you again. And he said, when I see you again, all the heartache and all the troubles will be over with. I will see you again. He'll reunite them, amen. What a blessing. Isn't that going to be wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. What a day that'll be. The second coming will be a resurrection time. It'll be a time of rapture. He'll reunite us. I thought about this. He'll renew us. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. He'll renew us. Amen. This old body gets old. It has aches and it has pains and troubles. And it has problems. And we try our best to do everything we can to curb all those things that are surely to come to pass in all of our lives. They got all kinds of things that they advertise to try to, you know, if you have joint pain, if you have this kind of pain, if you have this kind of problem, to try to overcome the reality of death and aging. But I'm glad, thank God, the only thing that's going to fix all your problems is the fact that Jesus is coming. Amen. And he will renew us when he comes. I'm glad for that. Amen. The pain will be over with. Jesus says in this very book that I've read from this morning that the pain will be over. The sickness will be over. The sorrow will be gone. Amen. I'm telling you, there's going to be a renewing. All the heartaches will be over with in that time. And I tell you what, I'm longing to see him. Amen. What a day that's going to be. One minute, amen, we're suffering the pains of living in a tabernacle of flesh. But thank God the trumpet will sound. The dead in Christ will rise, and thank God all of the pain and all of the sorrow be over with. And then I thought about this. Jesus is coming. He's coming for the saints. He'll resurrect them. He'll rapture them, reunite them, renew them. He'll relieve them. Amen. Burdens. Care. Unanswered questions, trouble. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
But we have troubles and problems in this life. Anguish. Our souls afflicted and cast down. Disquieted often within us. I've laid in the bed, as we've already said today, I've laid in the bed and wept. My heart's been troubled. I've had questions I had no answers for. Amen. Living in this world is a part of living in this world. The part of living in this world is bearing burdens. And as we said earlier, Brother Jones preached about being overwhelmed. The reason why he could preach about being overwhelmed is because he's been overwhelmed. And he knows he's preaching to people that are overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by all kinds of circumstances. Whether it be physical problems or friend problems or financial problems or just emotional struggles within yourself. I'm glad, thank God, that the burden will be lifted. Amen. When we get over there. Amen. The problems of this life will come to an end. We won't have to try to figure out how to resolve any situations, how to answer any questions, but all the problems and all the burdens and all the suffering will be over in that day. He'll relieve them. Amen. I thought about this. He'll redeem them. He said, "Preacher, I'm already redeemed." Well, you're not completely redeemed. Your soul has been redeemed. But Paul said in the book of Romans that we wait for the redemption of this body. You see, there's a part of me that is as holy as God is, and it's a divine nature that was instilled within me when I got saved. But there's still a part of me that came from this dirt and that has within it the nature of my father Adam. And that's why Paul said, the things that I would do, I can't seem to do. The things that I desire to do in my soul as a spiritual being, I find myself going the opposite direction. I constantly have a battle. And he said, when he concluded those statements, he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He said, "I'm dying. I am dying within myself, fighting a battle with the flesh, fighting a battle with the flesh, and there is a part of me that desires the will of God, that desires the word of God, that desires to walk in the ways of God, but there is a part of me that is driven toward carnality and lust and the affections of the flesh and the desires of a carnal mind, but one day that will be redeemed." Jesus coming back. Are you listening to me? I don't know if some of you can handle that redemption or not. Because Jesus is coming back. And the very thirst and hunger and desire that I have within, there'll be a body, amen, that I will have that will desire and hunger and thirst for those same things. I'll not get tired worshiping the Lord. I'll not get weary in well-doing. Thank God, throughout eternity, I can praise Him and magnify Him and glorify His name. Amen. Amen. Saved. The songwriter said, "Saved to sin no more." Amen. Ain't that going to be a blessing? Amen. Now, I wish I could say that in this earth, but I can't. I realize that sin affects me this morning, and I am plagued by the affections of the flesh, but there's coming a day when I will step into His presence in a body, amen. And I don't know anything about it outside. I know that it's a body, amen, that God has designed and prepared for His children. And I'll step into His presence, and the very soul that is saved will for the first time have a complete chemistry, amen, put together a spiritual chemistry where I will glorify His name and worship Him and magnify Him without being plagued with the flesh. You desire that this morning? Do you hunger for it? Do you want it, amen, in your life? I'm telling you, I long for that body. I long for that time. Jesus is coming. He declared that He was coming. And John desired for Him to come. He'll relieve them. He'll redeem them. He'll reveal them in time. Amen. He's coming back with us. And I preached that and said something about that the other day. But I'm going to tell you something. We go out of this world. We're coming back to this world. He's going to reveal Himself through us to the world that will be in a chaotic state during the time of Jacob's trouble. What does it mean to the sinner? The second coming of Jesus, what does it mean to the sinner? It means a lot to the saints. We could shout this morning and rejoice from now till the time that Jesus does come because of the things that he's going to do for us. But what does it do for the sinner? You're here this morning lost. It's easy to determine that. Do you have an ear for the word of God? Do you have a heart for holiness? Do you have a hunger? Do you have a hunger to do the will of God? To follow the Lord?
Right.
Brother Norris made a statement in the meeting this week. He said, here's what he said. He said, if I was to get up here and preach against chewing gum to these people, I said, get it out of your mouth, get it out of your pocket, get out of your car, get out of your house. He said, biggest part of this church, go home and do it. That's what he said. And they would. And the reason why they would is because they have a hunger to do what's right. And they figure the man of God is just trying to tell them what's right. I know that's kind of silly to some of you, and it's almost kind of cultish to some of you, but I'm going to tell you what, they have a willing spirit to serve the Lord and to do what's right. That's what their heart wants, to serve God.
Amen.
It's easy to determine whether or not you're going to be affected as a saint by the second coming or a sinner. Now, don't you listen to me this morning. When Jesus comes back, the sinner is going to be affected. Now, we know that the Bible teaches us that during the tribulation period, there will be people saved. I don't believe there'll be anybody saved around here. Because I believe when Jesus comes, that the reality of his coming is going to send strong delusion to the sinner. You could say, well, preacher, I really have got it all figured out. And I think some double married preacher said he had it. He said, if you get caught and unsaved in the tribulation period, here's what you can do and you'll make it. He wasted his time writing that book.
Yes, sir.
Because if a man has an understanding that he is lost, amen, and he's going to get caught in the tribulation period, he's not just caught, he's caught. Send you strong delusion. In other words, this morning, if Jesus came today and you're in this building lost and you've rejected the gospel, your mind is going to be affected. You're going to believe whatever the devil wants you to believe. So now, wait a minute, preacher. I got control over you. You're not going to have control over anything. Because the Lord's, you're going to be sent strong delusion. There come a time when God hardened Pharaoh's heart. There wasn't nothing Pharaoh could do about it. He had already rejected truth and bent his mind toward ungodliness and rejecting the will of God, and God sent him a hard heart. What about you? The sinners will be affected by deception. They're going to believe. If you don't have a concept of how pliable and conformable the mind of a human being living in America can be, all you need to do is just go online and just type in some of these fellows' names of these charismatic crew. Go on YouTube and type in Benny Hinn. And you'll see thousands of people in a coliseum falling out in the floor and walling around on the ground. And I can name other names. All you have to do is just take a close look at what's going on in the entertainment world. Deception. You'll be deceived. The sad part about it is you'll be damned. Now, I'm glad that Jesus is coming, amen, because I understand from the Bible what it's going to do for the saints of God. Are you listening to me? But I also understand what it's going to do for the sinner. And I'll ask you boys something this morning, right now. Are you ready for Jesus to come, Joseph? John? If Jesus came this morning, are you ready for him? Josh? Luke? Travis? Brother Joe? Did we wake up this morning anticipating his coming? If we don't keep that in the forefront of our mind, the mindset of this world will overtake us. You girls ready for Jesus to come? I know I've been where you're at. Well, preacher, I wait a little longer, sweet Jesus. I got a husband I'm trying to find. I want a family. I'd like to live a little bit. And I understand the mindset of that when you're young. But I'm going to tell you what, girls, Jesus is coming. He promised he would, and he's going to. Are you ready to meet him? Well, preacher, you know, I'm saved, and I'm going to leave out of here, but I'm living to the flesh, living to the world. I don't know if you're saved or not. Amen. Are you ready to meet the Lord this morning, right now? As I'm preaching to you, Jesus could come before we get out of this. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I got probably 10 hours of driving to do when I leave here with a load. Probably take me 10 hours. And it wouldn't bother me a bit if the Lord came right now, Brother Craig. Amen. Amen. Jesus is coming. It's going to affect every saint of God. Some of the troubles that you're dealing with are going to be over. And we rejoice in that victory and that power and that privilege. Amen. The Lord's coming back. Are you ready for him? Right now, is your heart right with God? Is it right with God, gentlemen? Adults, all the way through this building. Is your heart right with God this morning? Is your heart in a place where it could expect and receive the coming of the Son of God this morning? It's a settled truth. There is an appointed day and hour. And as far as I know, I don't know of anything in the Bible that needs to be fulfilled for Christ to come. You listening? This world is a big world. And we can sometimes focus all of our attention on the events that are taking place just in our little world, our little America. So, well, preacher, the Antichrist will be revealed. Yeah, but it don't have to be revealed in America. You listening to me? We so easily get our focus so tunneled to where we're at. The Lord's coming back. And I'm going to tell you what, there's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of time to get what needs to be done. The Bible said the Lord's not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, the people of God, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're fixing to start the tent season up. We'll set the tent up, canvass the area, visit people, preach the gospel to them. I'm going to tell you something. If you boys will drive them tent stakes with the coming of Christ in the forefront of your mind, that hammer will ring with a different tune. You go out and try to compel people to come to hear the gospel, you'll go out with a different attitude. The Lord's coming back. Are you listening to me? I had an opportunity to witness to some guys yesterday for just a little bit at the Parts place. Went up to my baler wasn't working, and I had some hay down. I was trying to get it lined out to bale and couldn't get it fixed. But we got to talking about the equipment going to Mongolia, and they were just overwhelmed. Man, what's that going over there? What are they doing over there? And I got to tell them about God saving Brother Mickey. I said, he's just an old country boy from North Carolina, couldn't read a lick, he was 21 years old, and God saved him. Yeah. One of them said, man, that's neat. He said, I'd like to go help him. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to get one of them DVDs and drop it up there to the John Deere place, yeah. Let him look at it. God may call him to the mission field. I don't know. You listening to me? Jesus is coming this morning. When it comes to the sinner, tribulation awaits him, delusion, deception, the judgment of God. The Bible lets us know that if a man does not believe, he's condemned already. You don't have to die that way this morning. What about it today? Are you ready for Christ to come? Several men preached this week and they closed out their message and said, you know, lastly Jesus is coming. And they didn't say a whole lot about it. And I tell you what, every time they'd say something about it, I said, man, I wish somebody just preach on the fact that Christ is coming back. All the troubles will be over. The problems will end. The pain will be no more. The tears will be dried up. The sorrow will be past. And eternal joy will encompass our world. What a glorious day that will be. Amen. Christ is coming. Are you ready to meet Him?
Amen.
Are you ready to meet Jesus today? I don't know what may be in your heart this morning. I don't know what kind of condition your soul's got in. I don't know what you're entertaining down the road. But I know this morning that Christ is coming. The greatest decision you can make this morning is be ready to meet Him. Have your heart in order. The world is strong. The power of the world is strong. The pull is strong. We've seen people, there's people right now that's not right with God here in this building. People that's members of this church that's not here this morning that are not right with God. I know that. You know that. Maybe your child. Maybe your mom, your dad, your husband, whoever it may be, not right with God. Jesus is coming back. And tonight we can walk out of this building prepared to meet Him. Are you ready? Right now. If the trumpet sounded, you could not walk out that door and step on that blacktop without the trumpet sounding. Would you be ready to meet God? You don't have to leave here unprepared. You can be ready this morning.